This is the movie that Biggie, I don't even know if you remember recommending it. My wife and I were sitting home on Sunday, and I said, let's just watch a movie or something, you know? And she's like, all right. And so I looked up the biggest streamers, and I saw one, and I said, I think Biggie might have seen this. So let me hate watch this thing and see what it's about. It's got Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and it's called You Hurt My Feelings. Did you mention that to me?
No.
Right. It was me.
It was Chris Dim.
Oh, man. That's up his game.
I said, Biggie saw this. Was it Chris Dim that mentioned this? Okay, yeah. You saw it.
I did.
Let me give
fantastic
you,
story.
I loved it. I think it's really good. A lot of the reviews were like, it's decent.
Yeah.
It's so. I thought it was really good because it didn't take itself too seriously. It was funny in spots, and it created a really great what would you do? And then let me ask Biggie what he thinks, because my wife and I disagree.
I'm into this.
Entirely. All right, let me give you the setup here. Julia Louis-Dreyfus is very happily married and has been for many years. And she is an author who has done articles in major magazines and written one book, a memoir. And she's somewhat successful, it seems. Her husband is a successful psychologist, and they get along great. I mean, you can just tell. They've got a good marriage. They've got one son. They're just like everybody else, but they've got a real nice, strong marriage and seem to be, you know, no money problems or anything. So Julia Louis-Dreyfus has written her second book, and the husband's like, it's really great. I don't know why your agent is sort of avoiding you. The agent won't take her calls and is like lukewarm to it. And finally, at a lunch, the agent says, this is not your best work, and you know I don't think it's going to be published. Try to redraft it. And Julia Louis-Dreyfus is like, well, I've written 20 drafts of it. So her husband's like, you should switch agents. You know, this agent doesn't know what she's talking about.
You need someone who gets you.
Yeah, they don't get you. You know, it's really good. All right, so that's the first 20 minutes of the movie. Then Julia Louis-Dreyfus is hanging out with her friend, her sister, and the two husbands are hanging out together. They're in New York. And so they decide to go where the husbands are. The husbands are shopping for shoes and socks, and they're looking at a big wall of socks. And Julia Louis-Dreyfus says, let's sneak up on them and scare them. So as they sneak up on them, they're standing there, and the husband says to his friend, yeah, her book is really awful, and I've read it now 20 times, and I don't know how to tell her, but to me, it's just terrible. And, you know, it is a gut punch. She's standing there like welling up with tears. He doesn't know she's there, and he keeps talking about it for like a minute. And the guy's like, well, can she redraft? And he's like, I've read 20 drafts, and I mean, it is terrible, and it's not even close to her first work, and I told her to see a new agent, but nobody's going to get this thing. And so the guy's like, you really? And he's like, well, to me anyway, it's not any good. Well, Julia Louis-Dreyfus and her sister just sneak away. Like, they don't even know they were ever there, but they heard this terribly damaging thing. So my wife and I said, what would you do? Do you now?
If you're the wife with this knowledge.
If you're the wife now. It's like me coming up behind my wife, her not knowing I'm there, and her saying, his radio show is awful. Which
has been said.
There may be a better example out there.
Without a doubt, by her family members, some of them at least.
Oh, it's terrible. This is a terrible, terrible
travesty.
Oh, it's awful. So my wife says, well, obviously you have to deal with it. She has to go to him and say, I overheard what you said.
That explains the title of the film.
You hurt my feelings. You know what I said I would do? Bottle it. Never speak of it. Never speak of it.
But then if you follow that path then... Mm-hmm. If you're the author who wrote the book that your husband didn't think is any good, mm-hmm. when do you trust him?
That's what she said. How can you
trust his opinion?
The sister said, keep it to yourself. She said, but I'll never know. He may be lying forever.
Yeah.
I'll never know. And then, but I said, yeah, but just swallow the fact. Okay, you've got a good marriage. He's a good guy. He's doing it to protect her feelings. You know, he's trying to do a good thing by just not killing her on this. He even says to the friend, I mean,
he's supportive to her face.
He is. He's very supportive. And he says, I'm maybe wrong here, but I just don't get it. I don't like it.
Is she combative?
No.
Is her character combative?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. She's crushed by this, by the way. She's crushed. And then she thinks, in the future, if I don't get this out in the open, everything he says to me could be not true. It could just be being supportive and not worth what he's saying. I said to my wife, suck it up.
Bottle it.
Get over it. Rewrite it. You know, that's it. Just know he was, his heart was in the right place, but he lied to you.
Mm.
What would you do? Would you go to him?
Okay. Mm-hmm. I see how both you saw this movie and probably had different reactions to it.
Of course.
I would probably be more in the Chris Kelly camp.
Stay away from it.
Yeah, even if it was terrible.
Pick a lock.
Yeah, because I feel like...
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, you're just going to crush her, but you may, especially coming from you, mm-hmm. like the one person she trusts the most, and I feel like it might be better off just backing her up on it and letting the agent and somebody else keep saying...
Exactly.
It's terrible.
Let the agent be the bad guy?
And the agent was the bad guy.
But she knows.
Oh, well, she knows. And then she went to it. She does.
The wife will always know.
Right. And she did. And then, you know, he said, but this is what, you know, if I give you a gift and you say, I love it, when really you don't, it's just sparing my feelings. You know, that's all it is. And she goes, this is not even a comparison. There's nothing to compare it to. This is way bigger. It's my career, you know. You should tell me the truth.
And I think, like, I was taught from an early age, like an example, like a gift. If you got a gift, my parents were like, you say thank you, and, you know, even, or if you get double of something, don't say, I already have this toy at home.
Right.
You say thank you, say we'll figure it out from there.
Right.
Slightly different dynamic.
Different. I mean,
you're supposed to accept gifts with grace.
But I think that's where we all learn to appease, though, early on.
We sure do, don't we? Because I said, keep it bottled up. And then my wife and I got into a very long discussion about it. And it got somewhat heated. And
I just want to go to bed.
Did you pause the movie or did you wait till it was over?
Paused it.
Really?
We paused it and had that whole conversation.
Screensaver, then the TV go black?
Yeah, half an hour. We're sitting there really hashing it out.
How do I know you're not lying to me now?
Right. And she's on that.
Can't we just go to bed?
And I said, no, you swallow it up, keep it to yourself, and just go along to get along. Because everything else in their marriage has been great. And she says, has it? He's a liar. He's not telling the truth. We don't know what his true feelings are on anything. It's difficult.
This is real tough.
It's what marriage is.
Tough. Real tough.
That's right.
A dance between liars.
That's right. A dance between liars. That's what you have to do, is just hold out for yourself. I recommend the movie. It's called... You Hurt My Feelings.
Now I want to watch it because I want to see how this plays out.
Yeah, Netflix. I mean, it's no award winner, but it's a fun little watch.
Tell you what, hour and a half.
Yeah.
Quick, easy, very well acted.
And good cast.
Good cast, yeah. I liked everybody in it. It was very well done. Last night, I've got all the award winners for the American Music Awards.
Oh, I want to hear them. That's a lie.
Okay.
I didn't even know what was on.
That's the truth.
Is it anyone we know? I mean, honestly, and I ask that seriously. Is there anyone we've heard of?
Billie Eilish.
Okay.
Billie Eilish won almost everything. She won 7 awards in sweeping the American Music Awards last night. I could give you every single winner, but...
All I'm hearing about is Eilish won 7.
Yep.
Janet Jackson won the Icon Award and performed for the first time and did very well.
Yes.
But... All I'm reading and seeing is Jennifer Lopez slayed as host. Her opening number, they say people will be talking about forever.
She hosted, and I read the same, but I haven't seen. I just read. This is Eilish, but yes, J-Lo hosted and apparently did very, very well. So what she sang at the beginning?
She sang, I think, like a 6-minute medley, danced.
Wow.
Yeah.
That might open the door for her to do the Oscars or something. Am I crazy?
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
That's a lie. Yeah, we'll get right on that. Oh, my God. J-Lo at the Oscars.
I think J-Lo could host the Oscar. Am I wrong on this?
No.
Does everybody like this idea?
Just let them say it.
That's how they treat me in the promotion meeting every week. Mm-hmm. I give all these ideas, and they're like, oh, wonderful.
Oh, fantastic. Write that down.
Yeah, that's great.
They never reappear.
Thanks, buddy.
And they never reappear. They never come back with the ideas after I say them. But, like, make sure we jot that down.
Yeah.
Oh, now I see what's going on here. That movie's teaching me a lot here.